This is Decoded Datebook for December 2nd. Most of us have probably read or heard some version of the Postman's Creed. But according to the U.S. Postal Service, the organization has no official creed or motto. The United States Post Office was founded by the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia on June 26, 1775, at the start of the American Revolution. But it was not until around 1914 when an architectural firm in New York City popularized the motto when they inscribed the words, "Neither rain, nor snow, nor sleet, nor hail, nor armed villains deterred this hardy courier," on the exterior walls of the New York City Post Office. This version of the creed was derived from the words of the Greek historian Herodotus, who, during the war between the Greeks and the Persians, observed and praised the Persian mounted postal couriers for their bravery. In 1902, about 25 women served as rural mail carriers. By 1904, there were 105 women rural carriers. On this date in 1904, North Dakota newspapers reported on the cool-headed way in which mail carrier Sybil Borland adhered to the swift completion of her appointed rounds. Miss Borland, with a two-horse team, was carrying the mail from Dunseith along her route through the remote woodlands of the Turtle Mountains. At an isolated spot, two men sprang from the bushes alongside the road. With revolvers drawn, they ordered her to stop. Miss Borland did not think this was a sensible idea, and she picked up the pace. Each of the men attempted to catch the horses. One lost his grip, but the other managed to grab onto a horse's bridle. This horse was wild, causing its partner to react wildly as well. The team reared and bolted as the struggle ensued. Miss Borland used her whip on the man holding the horse, striking his face and hands, while the horses increased their speed. The man's clothing got caught in the harness. He tripped and was dragged a considerable distance down the road. When he finally broke free from the team, he was left lying there. Miss Borland did not slow down until she reached the post office. She placed the return mail in the hands of the postmaster and calmly related what had occurred on her route. No clues to the identity of the robbers were ever discovered. The earliest known woman to carry mail on a contract or star route was Mrs. Polly Martin, who did so from about 1860 to 1876. A Boston Daily Globe account of her encounter with highway robbers bears a remarkable similarity to the story told by Miss Borland. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Lisa Erdrich. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.